Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of Dom, That's True, the Hot Take Special for week number 12. It's November 24th, 2025. Of course, I'm your host of the most, True Machine, Steen. As always, I'm joined by the bomb.
Ba-bang.
Oh, and Dom, we're coming right off of that Chiefs W, the overtime W against the Colts, 23-20.
We eat those.
We've been taking your hot takes from all over, whether it be Spotify. No. Yeah, it could be on Spotify if you wanted to. It's harder for us to find on Spotify. Spotify, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. You could also always text us if you have our number.
Just text me randomly.
Twitter.com/steammachine, Twitter.com/
I want you Owen to text me a hot take with no context.
Instagram, Steam Machine. Instagram, OC Dom. Snapchat, if you know us. We're not giving that out online. But you can find it. But if you're watching this on YouTube, always feel free to just comment on the YouTube channel. We've actually got one from YouTube this week. I don't know if they meant this as a hot take, but we're going to have to talk about it. And I know Owen's going to love to talk about it.
Is it that bad?
You're going to love to talk about it.
Oh, okay. I'm scared.
You shouldn't be. Don't be.
Okay. What's the first one? Let's just get right into it.
Hold on. Let me, that PowerPoint? Okay. I just want to make sure that that says PowerPoint. All right. Let's get into it. We start here with Allison. Allison, at the last minute, didn't have her heart in it, but she did put out the is he hot or not? And this one is for Trevor Lawrence this week.
She did put it in in the third quarter, by the way.
Not saying
interesting.
But we're going to cover this week on the show. She asked about Trevor Lawrence.
Absolutely.
She also, her hot take is that hot or not is a proven good omen.
Yes, it is.
So.
Trevor Lawrence is absolutely hot.
What?
You don't think he's hot?
No. Looks like a horse.
An attractive horse. Make all the girl horse go.
Do you know what movie that's from?
Yes, of course I know it's from Princess Diaries.
Of course you would.
Come on, man.
Schooled on that one, haven't you?
I know. I saw that movie probably before I ever had a girlfriend.
I will say the overwhelming consensus is no.
Really?
In fact, there's even more no's from the girls and the gays than there are yeses.
Dude, I think
from straight
I voted
guys.
Fucking yes. Let me check my response.
There's more no's from the girls and the gays than there are yeses from straight guys, which is a bad sign.
Uh-oh.
And the no's from straight dudes are overwhelming. There's a 2% yes on the girls and the gays. Oh, is that where you put your vote?
Oh, no, wait. I did vote. No, I voted yes. Straight dudes. I'm part of the 11.
Trevor Lawrence looks like a horse. His nose is big.
Hey, nothing wrong with a big nose, Truman. Fuck.
His nose is thick.
Nothing wrong with a thick nose, bro.
Let me look at your nose. No, turn all the way. Turn, keep turning. The other way. No, keep going this way.
My nose is thick and big and crooked.
I think it's the crooked that was throwing me off there. It's not that big. It's not that thick. His nose is thick, like, in the middle. Be thick down low. It's fine.
As a big nose haver, I'm not allowed to comment.
His nose is also crooked. If you look at it.
Yo, he's got a deviated septum, too. He needs to get that surgery that he can actually be a good quarterback.
If anybody could afford it.
It's him.
I feel like he could. He just got overpaid.
It's actually covered, by the way. Under most medical insurance.
Also, I'll say his hair doesn't look that good.
Yeah, his hair doesn't look that good.
He looks like a horse. I'm a no on Trevor Lawrence.
I was a yes.
And I assume Allison is a no as well. So we're going to have to do Trevor Lawrence is not hot. We've never disagreed on one here.
Put in C-tier.
C-tier? Okay.
C for kinda. From Wakanda, from Wakanda.
Okay. 11-24?
11-24.
That is today's date.
24 Nove.
All right, we keep it moving. We keep it moving and grooving. Thank you, Allison, for submitting that. We're back on track. Next one comes from Vincent. I don't think we really need to do this one. We don't have to put this one on the chart. He says, Colts are actively conspiring against me as a fantasy coach. Fuck Ogletree, fuck Doolin, and this team really falls apart when Taylor isn't getting three.
We tried to tell you can't play fantasy this way, Vincent. You didn't listen.
By the way, for anybody who's been wondering, Vincent has a fantasy team that is every player is on the Colts. But if a player is out or inactive, he can replace him in for an actual player. He started Tyler Warren, as he should. Ogletree caught his first pass of the year for a touchdown and caught another pass even for a touchdown, for not a touchdown, but just another pass. He caught his first two passes of the year this week, and I don't even know who Doolin is, so good point. But, yeah, also the Colts do fall apart whenever Taylor isn't getting three rushing touchdowns, and your fantasy team does too. Okay, moving on. Next one comes from Ian. Says, forget everything I said last week. Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. Broncos fans are delusional. Stafford to Taylor MVP. Rams should be Super Bowl favorites. That's like four of them. Let's start here. Chiefs winning the Super Bowl.
S tier. Oh, where do you want to put it? Coward.
I'm going to put it in B for starting to believe.
Okay.
The Super Bowl. Ian on 11-24.
Yep.
That'll be funny. There's two. So there'll be two takes from Ian.
I think
on that.
She's a 10, but Excel thinks she's a October.
Nice.
Classic joke. Totally made that up myself.
In four, buddy. Broncos fans are delusional. S tier take.
S tier take.
Doesn't matter what it's about.
Yeah, it could be literally anything.
I mean, paying rent for that high.
I saw a thing. It was somebody asking, what would you take for the Chiefs to miss the playoffs? And someone like said, oh, I do crazy stuff to Taylor Swift. It's like, what?
Ew.
What? You're weird for that, man. You're really weird for that.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah,
Taylor.
I don't.
That would be
is weird. It was weird.
Wouldn't that technically be a prize if you're getting freaky?
I don't know.
In a consensual way.
I don't know. That's why it was weird. What a weird thing to say.
That should be just a soundbite. Freaky in a consensual way.
Call ourselves the rat freaks.
We call ourselves the rat freaks. There you go.
What is the context of that?
Doesn't matter. Stafford or Taylor MVP?
Yeah, Stafford probably getting the MVP at this point.
I guess. I'm going to put it in A tier
because Jonathan Taylor has now cemented himself as not getting close to the MVP anymore.
Stafford is the betting favorite, but Mahomes was also the betting favorite as a level.
There's
Stafford
a lot of time. Six games is a lot.
Anything Vegas is telling you, they
anytime
don't know.
Anytime Mahomes has a zero touchdown game and Kareem Hunt gets all the touchdowns, that's good for Stafford.
That's the thing. Stafford's the MVP until Mahomes throws for 410 on Thanksgiving and three touchdowns, and Stafford throws two interceptions and they lose this weekend. Then it's back to Mahomes being it. What I will say is you can bet Mahomes, I believe it's at plus 2,000.
For the MVP?
Yes.
I'm doing it.
And I would tell you to bet that just on the odds that that'll probably get a good cash out before it's all said and done.
Maybe. Yeah, you might get a $10 cash out.
Yeah, put a fiver on it. That could be worth $20 at some point, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to go find it.
Personally. All right, I'll do it right now.
Props futures, I guess it's in the futures.
Yep, props. Well, what are you betting on?
Oh, MVP. I'm on bet365.
I am on also on bet365.
Yeah, you can get Mahomes at plus 2200.
2200. Place that fiver to give me 115 smackaroos.
I'm going to place.
Now I have $2 bets on Mahomes to win the MVP.
I'm placing $2 on it. That's
my
all my
first
bets
is
on.
A $5 straight at plus 450. I can cash that one out for 34 cents.
That's all my bets on bet365.
By the way, Truman,
if you guys want to help fund our Bet365 account, make sure you subscribe on the Patreon. You can get this episode early, Tuesdays, on the days after Sunday.
Truman,
games.
If you haven't, go ahead and throw some money on Fernando Mendoza to win the Heisman.
I already bet my last $2 on Bet365.
Shame.
Is Fernando Mendoza the...
I don't even know.
Ohio State, or is that the Indiana guy?
He's not the... I believe he's the Indiana guy.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
He is cooking.
Okay, last one. Rams should be Super Bowl favorites.
A tier. Yes, they look really good.
I'm going to put this in B tier.
Who do you think should be Super Bowl favorites?
I just think it's still anybody's year.
Everyone looks kind of shitty and kind of good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, if the Chiefs miss the playoffs, I am picking literally who was ever in the NFC.
Yeah.
If the Chiefs miss the playoffs, I'm immediately betting on future conference champion to win Super Bowl, and I'm picking NFC.
I think that's fair.
I don't trust any team.
Next one comes from your brother. Says movies will hit an all-time low soon due to AI.
Great take. I'm so worried, man. Truman, did you see the Black Ops 7 campaign?
No.
It was almost certainly 100% AI made. It's bad, man.
Here's the thing.
That's a AAA game studio.
is there is a chance you will start to see AI used in by bigger studios, but I think no matter what, real art. That's the thing about movies. I watch a lot of movies.
Yes, you do.
I watch a lot of movies that come out in theaters.
You think film directors are too snobby to go AI?
Yes, I think the ones that are willing to use AI, I don't think you will be interested in what they have to say and what they have to put out. That's the thing is there's movies that come out every year that are like Morbius and like fucking Kraven the Hunter and
you're like dude, you're like this has got to be some kind of
yeah where you're like this is a fucking joke. What are we doing?
Right.
There's always movies like that, and there will be AI movies that will make it to theaters, sure. But no matter what, I believe the craft will live on, and there will be good movies for you to watch if you like good movies. The part that's getting cut off here that you can't be seen down here.
Yeah, down here.
2000 CGI is better than the CGI in the 2020s. My take on this as well is a few things. One, there were more practical effects. Practical effects, I think, are better than CGI. They put you into it more. And yeah, because absolutely. CGI has gotten better. It's now gotten worse because instead of using CGI, they're using more CGI. But what you thought was CGI was actually just a lot of practical effects that were getting cleaned up by CGI. And now they're not doing the practical effects and they're just doing
CGI. Now they're just shooting whole movies in front of blue screens.
Yes. It's part that. It's also part that your eyes, the cameras were worse back then, and your eyes were not as trained to the CGI was not as noticeable because it was not so much worse than the cameras than what you saw. But this time it is worse than what you're, it's a lot worse than what you're seeing. Like we watched Avatar 2, and if you remember, there are parts of Avatar 2 that feel like video game cutscenes.
Yes.
Because they're 60 FPS, which is just not how you should be shooting movies. Movies are filmed all about 24 FPS. Things like Spider-Verse are filmed at like 12 FPS because it makes it jump a little more. It gives it that comic-y feel.
Yeah, Spider-Verse, yeah, on purpose.
Yes. It's filmed on the twos. It's not filmed on the ones. But there's parts of Avatar that are filmed in 60, Avatar 2 that are filmed in 60 FPS, and it feels like a video game cutscene because it's that weird.
It's a weird flow.
And so that's also the part. So that's all part of all of this about CGI and about. So my take, I guess, my take about movies will get worse with AI. I will say that'll be a B tier take. I think that I don't think you're wrong. The B rate movies, you're gonna see a lot. You're not gonna see a ton of any more
good sloppity, more like a Super Fast or a Starving Games or a
like American Pie was like funny, you know. It's those B tier comedies that used to get, you just won't see a ton of those anymore.
Like a Scary Movie.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, it was still yeah. There is a big anti AI resentment in the artistic fields, and I think
well, it's because they all stand to lose their jobs if it gets good.
Well, not even the thing is that it's all
if it gets good enough, like in which I don't think it will because it's just stealing,
right?
And there's no soul to it anymore. But actors and directors genuinely do stand to lose the most if AI is accepted, which right now it's not.
Yes, but we have not hit generative AI. All we have was mostly derivative AI, which it doesn't have any. It doesn't have any unique thoughts. It has thoughts that it pulls from somewhere else and then puts it into it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's the issue with AI music and stuff like that.
I don't want this to come off as me supporting AI movies, though.
No, I know.
I'm but just saying that directors and actors do stand to lose.
We had a whole conversation about AI music earlier.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I do think 2000 CGI is better.
I think it felt better. I'm willing to put this in B tier as well.
I think that's the point.
It just felt better.
It feels and looks better.
It doesn't look better.
Practical effects will always look better than CGI.
Yes, which means that's not CGI. The effects were better.
Sure.
But the CGI was not.
That's why Star Wars, the originals, still look pretty good. It's because all the stuff they blew up, they just built little minis of and exploded them, which is fucking awesome.
Yes. I'm adding an extra C to McClain, but we're too late into it to take it away.
Mac McClain?
You're Mac McClain now.
Disgusting.
Sorry. Yeah, I didn't write it down for any wedding invitations. So next one comes from Emma Caleb, said, I hate football.
A-tier.
True.
If you watch that K-State game, holy shit, the robbery that occurred.
That was, a legit crime.
I was explaining to my coworker, who of course is a KU fan, like, what about the other stuff? I'm like, we stopped them on fourth down, which would have led to kneel downs, and they call illegal substitution on the defense, which is not a penalty that can happen. That is not possible. So.
It might have been too many men on the field. I saw the play. I'm not sure they got off.
They subbed. It wasn't too many men. They called it illegal substitution. Which
they shouldn't have been able to hike the ball, I think.
Correct.
What happened. Very weird. KSU hot take, Klieman is entering Bruce Weber territory with the fan base.
I unfortunately agree.
Where people just kind of find him
cheesy? You're in a spot where your team was preseason supposed to compete for the Big 12.
You're talking about play hard charts.
Right.
And shit like
your team was supposed to compete for the Big 12, and you're talking about, oh my gosh, the fans, blah, 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 blah. Man, you're 5-6. And you were supposed to be competing for the Big 12.
It's fine to be disappointed with your team at some point.
Yes. It's fine to support your players and say, you know, fans are attacking you too much, blah, 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 blah. But to say, to blame fans for stuff when you're 5-6 as a preseason Big 12 favorite.
It's embarrassing.
It's not a good look.
Honestly, if this was happening, you think Bill Self's going out there and saying, I'm damn proud of this team. You know?
Right.
No. But that's how I kind of feel. Yeah. This Kansas team right now is kind of how K-State should have been viewed. And the fact that you thought Kansas was probably going to finish the top 10, top 15. Instead, they're out of the rankings in November.
Right.
And that's what happened to the Cats. And we're fucking sitting here like, oh, well, I'm damn proud of my guys. Shut up, dude.
Yeah, we were right.
Have some fucking accountability. This next one comes from Matterhoop. Says, Not sure how hot this is, but men's basketball success this year is actually really important for the future of university athletics. K-State cannot afford to be in the cellar performance-wise in the money sports come a realignment time, or we will get left behind. I think that's A tier.
I do kind of agree. I think that whether we like it or not, your mark has done a good job at propping the Big 12 up. I think we're going to see a large change from the SEC once they go to the 9-team conference schedule. They're going to cannibalize themselves just like everybody else. I think the ACC right now is the one that's getting left behind.
But I believe with what's gone on with the ACC and how bad they look, I think the Big 12 will survive and the ACC will be the next to be ravished.
But that's scary.
But there's always the chance we go to the fucking college mega league and then all bets are off. And that you do need to be good and soon. You need to have top 15 teams soon and a couple of them.
Right.
In one of these sports.
Yes.
And apparently it's not going to be football. So I'm putting in A tier. I'm just not fully in S tier because I think the next conference to go is the ACC. And I think the Big 12 would survive another round, which might be the final
especially
round.
Especially because.
But if we get to the nuclear option, it's going to be great.
I think the Big 12 will survive, especially because we're so good at basketball.
Yes. Next one comes from Ben. Says, cold take. This is three takes. Cold take, Matt Nagy is holding the Chiefs offense back.
460 yards of offense, man. Yeah,
true.
Sucks. Yeah, 460 yards of offense sucks. You're right.
Hot take, Avery Johnson doesn't have the arm to take the Cats to a title game in the future.
I disagree with that.
I would put that in D take. D tier probably. I think Avery Johnson has a very good arm all of a sudden. He didn't have a great game last game though. Warm take, missing the playoffs for a better pick would benefit Chiefs next 5 years. Would benefit the Chiefs more the next 5 years than making the playoffs would. Unless they're gonna make the AFC Championship game.
Oh, unless they make the AFC champs, that's what the rest of that says.
Yes.
Down there.
I would say so let's start with Matt Nagy's holding the Chiefs offense back.
Don't think it matters. I think that once again, obviously, you know, gonna be defending like I normally do. I still think Andy is very clearly in control of the offense.
Yeah.
I think that's always been the case. I think the offensive coordinator is there to make new plays, to suggest to Andy things.
Oh God.
And to help player focus.
Oh God, I'm doing that thing that I did. Hold on.
It'll be okay. Just leave it there.
Hold on, hold on. Let me just... It'll be fine. Let me
go. But, I don't think he affects it very much, to be honest, Truman.
Fair.
The offense is still the slants and dink and dunks and mostly refusal to run the ball that we've seen. But surprise, surprise, when we ran the ball, it worked. So, I've heard people say this, and I kind of, I don't hate what they're saying, is that if the Chiefs have a really disappointing season, right, if they miss the playoffs, changes are going to be needed. And it's probably, unfortunately for Matt Nagy, he's not a Hall of Fame coach at this time. So his head would be the first one on the chopping block.
Yes.
Unless the special teams continue to suck ass, in which case it would be Dave Tobe's head for the chopping block.
My general just belief about it is that Matt Nagy might be holding the Chiefs back because I think the Chiefs just need a fresh look. I think every so often the Chiefs need a fresh look at offensive coordinator on the offense to stay with the innovations, and they're just not doing that anymore.
So, Truman, your best-case scenario would actually be for Matt Nagy to get hired away because the Chiefs did so good on offense that we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care if he gets fired. Yeah, I mean, best case scenario is that we win the Super Bowl and he gets hired away. And at this point, I don't even care about Matt Nagy's performance. I think this offense is just stale regardless.
Yeah, and that's totally fine.
The other take, Avery Johnson doesn't have the arm to take cats to a title game.
I disagree.
I'm going to put that in D tier.
He's got a great arm. He needs people who can catch the ball.
Yeah, this is a bad year for that. He's been very good at throwing the ball this year.
Of course he makes mistakes.
He's been making bad decisions about running the ball, I would say.
Making mistakes is what college quarterbacks do. This is, once again, why I like the NFL more than I like college football. College players kind of suck. So, yeah. You will always see more dropped passes in college football than you will see in the NFL.
Yeah.
So.
And I would assume we're talking about the Big 12 title game.
Yes.
Because, I mean, listen, the player who comes and takes us to a national title game, I don't know what they look like, you know?
Here's a quick question, Truman, while we're on the topic. What's better for K-State, losing or beating Colorado? Going 5-7 and missing a bowl game, probably. Or going 6-6 and making the Liberty Bowl? This
is probably where we're going. Winning against Colorado.
You think so?
I think so.
But that means climbing probably gets kept.
That's fine. I'm not that out on climbing like everybody else is. We're out on the coordinators, but if he just – I think he's out of friends to hire. So that's, I'm interested to see who he would bring in.
I don't think the university can afford to miss on Colin Klein going to Oklahoma State.
I don't think Colin Klein will come here even if the job was open.
Really? You don't think we can pay him enough?
I think we weren't able to pay him enough to stay here and be offensive coordinator. He has shown that he is willing to take money, and I believe Oklahoma State and where else is the job going to open up? Penn State.
Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, Wisconsin.
Ole Miss probably going to have a job.
Ole Miss or Florida or LSU. There is money to be spent on head coaches this cycle, and there's a lot of big jobs that have a lot of pedigree that I don't think we are worried about keeping Colin Klein. And the warm take is missing the playoffs for a better pick would benefit Chiefs next 5 years than making the playoffs work.
I think this is D, man. I completely disagree. Because if the Chiefs miss the playoffs, they're not totally missing the playoffs.
Well,
I'm not getting a top 10 pick. The Chiefs have shown that they have absolutely no problem trading up a little bit in the draft.
Right. I'm in the of the belief that I wish we'd either win the Super Bowl or be the number one overall pick. I do not care. We have nothing to prove about what Mahomes and Andy Reid are, where it's like we don't need to make the playoffs every year to prove something. If the Chiefs got the top 10 pick this year and then won the Super Bowl next year, we wouldn't even talk about it.
I also think the Chiefs have the space that they can wait and just pick best available because you've got most of the bones on your O-line now. You've got most of your wide receivers until the year after next, right, when you have to play Rashee Rice.
Yes.
You've got, your next tight end in Noah Gray if Travis Kelce chooses to retire, which I don't think he's going to do this year, actually. At the beginning of this season, I thought this was Travis Kelce's last year for sure. After watching him play this season, just from listening to New Heights every once in a while and hearing on several news sites how supportive Taylor Swift is of Travis Kelce's football career, I think he's back next year, which is crazy to think about. I didn't think that was going to happen.
I looked at it today. He's going to probably end this season just about 2,000 shy of Tony Gonzalez. I wouldn't be shocked if he wants to make a run at it. He's not a number chaser, but to be fair, if you stick around on this team, you're ring chasing also.
Yeah.
You might as well.
He would like to equal Gronk, so no one can say the ring argument over Gronk.
Yeah.
That's probably an argument for Travis Kelce.
Right. The only thing that could change that is a family. If they decide to settle down and want to start a family, they are in their mid-30s. That's right about as late as it can
get. How old is Taylor Swift?
They
advise you to be careful on pregnancies after 35.
I think she's right around there.
Taylor Swift.
But also, if there's anybody who could pay enough money to...
Taylor Swift right now is 35.
That's what I thought, exactly. But if there's anybody who could also pay for...
The giga
the care. World's best, yes, the world's carefulest.
I also wouldn't be shocked if Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce don't want to have kids.
Or also could just have a surrogate or whatever. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Or just adopt a kid.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, Macy Playoffs for a better pick. I still put that in A tier. I do agree that it is, of course, more beneficial... But and then playing an extra season of games like they've been doing. But if you're not going to win the Super Bowl,
I think all the bones are there. I also think that the playing extra games thing is a little bit overrated.
Yeah, I don't think it's Super Bowl or tank.
Truman, you know what's been happening in these years since they've been winning the Super Bowl that has been happening in previous years? They haven't been trotting them out for multiple quarters of preseasons. That's the difference.
That's true too.
Patrick Mahomes has played one preseason game in the last 2 years.
Yeah. Total, yeah.
Total. As opposed to 2018 and 2019, 2020 when he was playing a full game's worth of games in the preseason.
Yeah, ish.
Obviously, he was never playing in game 3 or 4, but he's playing a lot more.
We got two more. This one comes from Fram, says, not really a hot take, but an observation. We've reached the pinnacle of football kickers. The human body cannot physically kick any further distance than now with current equipment. We are seeing... that with so many kicker injuries the last couple seasons. So he thinks that we're stressing kickers' bodies too far at this point. That's why they're getting
injured. I also think that we're kind of just seeing freak accidents. I think most of the stuff is turf-related.
But I wouldn't be shocked if it's very similar to why we're all tearing our ACLs, our Achilles all of a sudden.
Like NFL
is that they're pushing the body too far.
Yeah, maybe. But you're not seeing Brandon Aubrey get hurt. Chris Boswell isn't going down.
True. You're seeing a lot of old kickers get hurt. Or kickers that are young and don't know how to stick in the league, you know?
Yeah, the pros, and remember that, yes, Harrison Butker's gotten hurt, but that's been off of him slipping on shitty turf. That's how he's gotten hurt.
But I would move this take up for we have reached the pinnacle of football kickers.
I think we are going to reach
the human limit of how far you can kick.
When people are able to kick 70s?
Yeah, when people are talking about oh, well, just wait till Harry Kane decided to kick a few. It's I don't think Harry Kane could kick field goals better than anybody in this league.
I'm not sure. I'd definitely like to see them literally pull a pro soccer player from somewhere.
Yes.
But I also think that...
I think a football is insanely
pro soccer players get paid more money than NFL kickers do.
I also think a football is much harder to kick than a soccer
player. Absolutely. I'd like to see... Obviously, eventually, there's going to be a Jets kicker, that they're taking a flyer on for publicity and money. As well as, a week two, their kicker's hurt. Holy shit. Yeah, let's get Harry Kane. What if? Because Harry Kane obviously has expressed interest in that. But
I'm going to put this in A tier for we have reached the pinnacle. I think we are reaching.
We are, yeah.
We are reaching diminishing returns.
Because what, 68-yarder is the new record? 69-yarder is the new NFL record?
Yes. Yes, I believe Cam Little hit the 68-yarder, yeah.
What's the NFL record for longest kick? Yeah, 68.
Yeah, it just happened, right?
Yeah.
I think you maybe will see somebody hit a 70, and I'm not sure we're ever going to get much past that.
See, well, you say that, Truman, but remember a couple short years ago, it was no one's ever going to hit a 60-yarder.
That's not true. That was the record has been 63 for 60 years. It was 63 for a long time because it was
list of NFL records of longest field goal make.
It was set by a guy who's like who had like a half a foot back in like the 60s, to be fair.
Okay, here's the list. Shout out to
That isn't really how you want to look at the list, but
60. Okay, so 63
was the record for a long
time. The earliest 63 yarder that I'm seeing, or at least 63 specifically, was 1970, I guess.
There you go. Yeah, the guy who had the half foot.
Tom Dempsey.
Yes.
He had a half. Born with a stub for a right foot.
Yeah, so he had a metal plate on the foot, which is why he was able to kick as long as he did. Okay. And then they revolutionized it with the sidestep.
And then Prater kicked a 64-yarder in 2013.
And then,
which was matched by Aubrey this year to win the game.
Right.
And then Brandon Aubrey kicked a 65-yarder the next week.
Somebody kicked a 66, and now he.
And then Chase McLaughlin for the Bucks kicked one in September.
Yes, and then we got now
we have 66 from Justin Tucker, which happened in 2021. A while ago. And then Cam Little hit the 68-yarder.
Yes.
To help the Jags beat the Raiders in overtime.
Yes. And now, and he kicked a 70 in preseason. I think there's a chance you're going to get a 70. Holy shit,
this Wikipedia page is awesome. It tells you the distance, the kicker, what team they played for, the result, the opponent, the date, notes about the kick, like right-footed, left-footed, the stadium it was in, the elevation, and the weather.
The elevation is important. And all of those factors are important, to be fair. All right, and the last take. Oh, and I just wanted you to, this was a YouTube comment. I couldn't let it pass it by. I told them they were wrong anyways. I just want your association. This is obviously in reference to my Disney World escapade. So going that world as an adult with no children, is agree. Crazy.
Incorrect. Especially during the fall when you and I watch a game in a different spot, we lose. So for sure.
I'd go B for best place on earth.
I'd like to once again say that Tanner's immediately fucked our shit up. Got us two shitty-ass circle tables on a projector screen, man.
Hey, to be fair, we got the only oblong table in that place. And then we added a circle table. We could have fit 10, it just would have had no legroom.
Yeah, great.
Going that off, I'm going to put this in B tier. I'll put it in A tier, it's fine. Is it a little much? Sure. Is it too much? I don't think so. It's not full Disney adult.
You can put it wherever you want. I don't care.
No, you care.
I'm going to make fun of
you. Oh, it's F tier. It's F tier.
Okay, well, that's
wrong. That's not true.
That's wrong. That's wrong. A tier for a magical place.
Going to Walt
Disney World. A tier for ain't the Epcot ball cute.
That often.
That snap you sent me where Tina didn't get it, man, that made it funnier.
I know. I knew it would. She was like, wait, I didn't understand what... I was like, I know. That's even funnier.
Hey, Tina, who do you think is cute? You, I guess? Wait, what? I think the Epcot ball. She's like, what?
What? All right, and that's it. That is it for the hot take.
Because you had it in the background with you and Tina. I'm like, yep, I know where this is going. I know where this is going. Perfect.
Yep. We appreciate everybody for being here. Appreciate you for hanging out. Appreciate you getting those hot takes. Again, Twitter.com, Owen Goshdom at Twitter.com, Steam Machine. You can leave it in the YouTube comments. You can leave it on the Patreon. You can text it to us. You can Snapchat us. Instagram.
Reply on Twitter with a picture of me photoshopped into Bling Boy.
Instagram, OC Dom, Instagram, Steam now Machine.
Now that is a fucking Halloween costume.
There you go. Now we're talking.
I can have a whip to crack whenever someone says anything.
You just need to figure out what's going on with your hair before we get to the wedding, and then you need to cut your hair.
Well, I plan on having super shitty hair.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how we get there. We appreciate you for giving us the hot takes any way that you can. Hey, if you ever want to watch us live, twitch.tv/steammachine live at 8 p.m., Patreon.com/OpenDisaster if you want to get this bonus episode early. Shout out to the patrons: Ozzy, Skylar, Dylan, Aaron, and Melbox Kansas City.
Get your flu shot eventually.
Comment your hot takes. Get your flu shot, I guess. It's because I went sick. See you guys.
I'm not even sick. I'm only sick with it.
Just shut up. Wait.
Diabolical.
Oh, God, the fucking keyboard's off. A lot of extra sounds here. Fucking.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.